So what does this mean, equalizing self and others? It means making our love for ourselves and our love for others equal in our mind, not like by law. Right? I mean, in our mind, it's actually what we believe. In our mind, from our point of view, we want to make our love for ourselves and our love for others equal. Means we cherish ourselves and others equally. In the same way we cherish or value our own happiness, our own freedom, our own wishes, our own life and experiences, we want to value or cherish the happiness and freedom, wishes, life and experiences of others in the same way, equally. This is a spiritual training. Without spiritual training, we naturally believe that our own happiness and freedom, from our point of view, our own happiness and freedom are more important than the happiness and freedom of others. So, for example, we know that normally we are very concerned about our own welfare. And we strongly think, what will happen to me? Or what about my family? My home, my possessions, my vacation, you know, like this. So we strongly grasp at I and mine. And due to this grasping, I, mine, my happiness, my freedom, my welfare, my possessions, like this, then even the slightest adversity or setback is upsetting to us because of this strong grasping, I and mine. Whereas we're not nearly as concerned about the welfare of others who are often experiencing problems and suffering far worse than ourselves. Okay, so let me pause here. We have to understand the nature of this teaching. It is not criticism. Okay. It's a diagnosis. You know, when if you go to the doctor and the doctor, and you just tell them, I've got this pain, I've got this thing like this. And if they tell you, oh, you have this, this, and this, we don't feel that the doctor is criticizing us, right? We think, oh, that's a diagnosis. Oh, good. Now I know what that is. What's the medicine, right? So spiritually, we have like an inner sickness of unhappiness, worry, fear, anxiety, self-centered view, selfish intention, like the anger, jealousy, pride, like this. So in spiritual teachings, we need to be able to see them in our own mind so they're pointed out. It's never criticism, you know. We're all in the same boat. We're all human, right? But we need to recognize this within ourselves. We don't need to look for it in others. Right? There's no reason. We look in our own mind. And then we can see, and then we understand, that's the source of that pain. That's why I feel like that. Okay, what's the medicine? Right? Perfect. Okay, so if we look and we acknowledge that perhaps at present our concern for our own welfare, I and mine, greatly exceeds that of our concern for the welfare of others, who often are experiencing problems, difficulties, and sufferings much worse than ourselves. As I said, not criticism, diagnosis. So what we need to understand is this excessive, or no, let me say this, exaggerated self-concern. We need to care for ourselves. So, as I go on talking about exaggerated self-concern and so forth, this isn't extreme. We definitely need to care for ourselves. Okay? But we don't need exaggerated self-concern. You know, bodhisattvas, they regard their body in the same way an ambulance driver regards the ambulance. So do you think ambulance drivers take good care of their ambulance? Very good care, because it's their vehicle for benefiting others. So we definitely need to care for ourselves, of course, but we don't need exaggerated self-concern so that we instinctively think, I am important, and we neglect others' welfare. We don't need this. In fact, we need to get rid of that exaggerated mind. It's not correct.